Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Just One Last Episode show, where we talk about all things Asian dramas. Not real drama, just TV show dramas. My name is Mai, and today's episode, we will be talking about our first official drama, Vincenzo. Oh, yeah. But before we continue, please don't forget to subscribe and continue listening to us on all the podcast radio platforms that you listen to, and support us by giving us the best rating ever with some positive feedback and comments. Lots and lots of comments. Also, please follow us on social media and send us some other drama comments or messages or relating to dramas so we can continue with this show. Let's go. Okay, I'm back. First episode, I'm kind of freaking out. Okay, a little tea. I was actually on TikTok like maybe 5 minutes ago, and I had to get out of it because I was just seeing so much negativity, as my friend says. And I really just, I was like, no, I can't. I need something new. I need something refreshing. I need something that's just not negative. And granted, we want to keep track and be on top of things when it comes to like what's going on in the world, news or whatever, but I just really was not having it today, you know. I just wanted something positive, something good, something where I wouldn't feel down, because sometimes I feel like if we look at something or another, you just start to feel down. And even though it's not happening to you personally, it affects you mentally, and that really is triggering, and I had to stop. So I literally, like, I was sitting, watching and listening to TikToks, and no. And I'm not even gonna lie, I've considered getting rid of it just because it's overwhelming sometimes, but some of the stuff, it just makes me laugh, and I can't help it. So yeah, so what's the tea for you guys? What's been going on? I mean, what's life? It's the weekend. It's the weekend for me, at least. I don't know what day is for you today as you're listening this, but I hope it's a good day, a good night, or a good evening, or morning, or whatever it may be. That was my tea for you, because I got nothing else to do. Okay, but yes, I am gonna review a drama, and I'm freaking the freak out. Freak out. Oh, man. What's up with you guys? I'm actually really excited for the weekend because I'm going to be able to get out of my house and do something rather than staying home. Like I told you guys kind of, sort of, a little bit. I told everyone on the first episode that I was kind of having a bit of a hard weekend. And so this was the weekend that kind of pushed me into starting the podcast. And so now that I, you know, I kind of started, I feel like I need to do something that involves the podcast every single day since I started recording, and I feel productive, and I feel like I'm doing something finally, rather than just sitting there waiting for somebody or waiting on myself or just doing it. So now I'm here, and it's nerve-wracking, to say the least. The first drama, okay, so here's the thing. I actually wanted to do a drama that was kind of older drama, not necessarily like 10 years old drama, but a drama that is semi-new, semi-old, but also very familiar to the audiences. So I figured I will do that. But for me to do that, I would have to go back and rewatch some of these dramas, and I would have to go back and see some of the scenes, and just trying to like remember what was going on. So what better way than to start with a drama that everybody knows and loves and everybody has heard? So that's the drama that I'll be doing today. Just a side note with this particular drama, I actually didn't want to do this one because it was hyped to the core. And granted, I mean, I typically don't like to be a part of like a bandwagon. I don't follow the trend of new shows, new movies, or whatever. Like, sue me for any of the listeners, but I don't watch the Marvel movies. I started them. I just could not continue with them. It just became too much for me. And granted, they are all very attractive people overall, beautiful men, beautiful women, but I just could not get into it. And I don't know why. It just never became that way. And it's kind of like the same thing with Harry Potter. Love the movies, but I've tried reading the books for the sake of my friends, but it's like it doesn't hit me, you know? And it's like I follow the bandwagon, but there's only a certain point. Same thing with Disney movies, or same thing with mini shows like Stranger Things. When it was like a huge hit, I literally watched it. Or I mean, I watched the first 7 episodes. There's 8 episodes on the first season, by the way. And I only got to episode 8, 7. And I just gave up. And I haven't seen it since. And it's like, what, 4 seasons? So yeah, I just don't. There's only particular dramas and shows that I do follow the trend to, but it's very rare for me. It's like the trend of fashion, and that's just me, you know, trend of things. I try to, but most of the time I just stick to my own thing, and that's the reason why I'm kind of the weird one and the black sheep of the family. So, oh, I totally just sidetracked. But yeah, so I initially did not want to do this particular drama because it was hyped to the core. And yes, the drama, the plot, everything was phenomenal. I just don't want to over what's the word? I don't want to overhype it, and I don't want to have it to where I give this expectation for a watcher who wants to watch it, and at the end of the day, they hate it, you know? Again, granted, people loved it. So I saw on social media there were so many memes, so many videos, just everything. And so I thought to myself, oops, sorry. I thought to myself, should I do it? But you know, I loved it. I did. So I guess I'm gonna go for it. So this is kind of what I'm gonna do. I'll kind of give you a description of, like, you'll know what I mean. And then I'll go ahead and talk to you guys about the actors and actresses and a little bit of their familiar dramas that any other watchers like myself are have heard or know of. And then I kind of will go into depth on the description and whatnot. I do apologize for that short interruption. My phone decided to ring in the middle of recording, so I'm like, I keep getting interrupted. So I'm trying to get back track to where I was. And that is kind of telling you guys how the rundown will be. And I kind of already explained it, but I'm gonna try to do it in a different format. So just description, details, characters, actors, and then my own personal perspective, reviews, and etc. One added thing to that is that I do want to rate it, and kind of give you the whole watch it or don't watch it, or skip it or don't skip it, whatever you want to say it. Rating will be 1 to 10, 10 being the best. And of course, skip it, meaning don't watch it, meaning watch it. So yeah. Where was I? Right. The description and the starting point. Okay, so again, I've already said it before, but disclaimer, I don't speak very good Korean or Korean at all. I'm learning, work in progress. My pronunciation is still I'm still working on it, so please bear with me. Any Korean speakers, I do apologize in advance. I'm trying my best, and the best that I can, so I do apologize in advance. Okay, let's go with the title. The title in Korean is Vincenzo, or Vincenzo, Vincenzo, I believe is how you say it in Korean. Vincenzo is basically you know, an Italian name, and where it airs on Netflix. Not sponsored, by the way. That is a streaming platform that it airs on right now. It's on Netflix. It is a quote-unquote Netflix original series drama. The network for this drama, so I believe it's like who produced it and stuff, would be TVN. It's a network in Korea. And if you are familiar with dramas like myself, you kind of start to learn some of the networks and production companies and stuff. And so TVN is one of the ones that I'm very familiar with. So, yes. Runtime. So, this drama actually was airing from March 2021 to May 2021. And it is a... It initially started as a 45-minute drama to an hour drama, typically is what all dramas are. But towards the middle of the drama and then going towards the end... Does that make sense? Middle to the end, the episodes started to get longer and longer, and I believe the last episode was like 2 hours long. So just prepare yourself, because I feel like it's worth it. That's just me. It is a 20-episode drama, so it typically... Korean dramas are 16 episodes at most, give or take 20, which 20 is a lot considering it's a Korean drama. You don't see many dramas that have that amount of episodes. So I was excited. I would hope for more, but you know, that's what we got. You never know, maybe it can be a second season. Not saying anything else. genre. So the genre of the drama is a dramedy. Specifically, I'd say a drama with comedy, dark comedy, good comedy, social justice issues. Typically, a drama that has this genre, social justice issue, I struggle with. Excuse me. I struggle with, because most times they drag so much. And granted, I kind of anticipated this drama to be this way, not realizing that it would take a different turn of events, and that's where I kind of fell in love with. So you just have to kind of be patient with yourself, because at first the pace is kind of like confusing, but it's not like your typical law justice type of movie or show, sorry, where they just drag. This is definitely a different style of social justice issue, and I really liked it. One extra note in there, romance. To give you an idea, I'd say 10% out of 100%. 10 out of 100. Yeah, there's not a lot. It's a building relationship, and I live for that, because it's like acquaintances to friends to lovers, and it's amazing. So yeah, there's not a lot of romance that you get to, you're familiar with if you're a Korean drama watcher or a drama watcher in general. So that's what I got. For the description, I was initially going to do it from Netflix, but Netflix is just showing me like each episode, because I've rewatched it. Okay, no, I haven't rewatched it, but it still shows me the episodes that I've seen, which is all of them. So I wanted to get the actual plot synopsis, whatever you want to call it, for you guys, because if I were to give you that summary, I would give you a lot of shit. Like, I would give you too much. And we don't want to do too much, right? So I'm getting this synopsis from Asian Wiki. If you're a familiar drama lover like myself, Asian Wiki is a good place to go to as a kind of like the IMDb of Korean dramas. If you're looking for like Chinese dramas, thus far I've only seen dramalist.com. Can't remember, but you know, I will be reviewing a few Chinese dramas in the future, so I will get back to that. In the meantime, let's read it off from Asian Wiki and see what they got. I'm out of breath. Okay, so at the age of eight, Park Ju-hyung went to Italy after he was adopted. He is now an adult and has the name of Vincenzo Cassano. He's a lawyer who works for the mafia as a consigliere. Because of a war between mafia groups, he flees to South Korea. In South Korea, he gets involved with lawyer Hong Cha-young. She is a type of attorney who will do anything to win a case. Vincenzo Cassano falls in love with her. He also achieves social justice by his own way. There you go. I feel like that sentence, Vincenzo Cassano falls in love with her, is kind of deceiving, because, spoiler, they fall in love with him. And I mean by her and they, like not just her. So that's the synopsis. Oh, my accent just keeps coming out. Yeah. That's a part of it. As for the actors, this is going to be fun because I'm still learning how to pronounce many of the names and I'm probably going to butcher it, so I do apologize in advance. Here we go. So first of all, for Vincenzo, it's a massive, massive, massive cast. And I initially wanted to do almost all of them, but because there's just so many amazing, talented artists in the show, I decided to just minimize it to 5, which is still a lot considering how it has a lot of characters. One moment here. I'm literally dying. Doing this by yourself sucks. Not really. I'm excited. Okay. So I'm going to do 5 of the main characters. On here, looking at Asian Wiki, technically it is 4, but I added 1 bonus character on there for you guys because everybody fell in love with him. And I mean everybody. But I'll get to him. So our main character, his name is the actor, I should say his name is, and I apologize again if I pronounce this incorrectly. I'm still learning. So his name is Song Joong-ki. Song Joong-ki, English. He is the male lead. He is Vincenzo Cassano. Other familiar dramas that we're all pretty much aware of is Descendants of the Suns, which came out in 2016, and our most current drama would be Arthdal Chronicles. My goodness gracious, I'm so sorry. The dog barking again. Ugh. Anyways, that's one of the other familiar dramas. He's done quite a lot, actually, but for me personally, those are just some of the few dramas that I'm very much familiar with. If you guys know, he was actually a part of a show called Running Man. It's a variety show, and he was the original cast member the first year or two, and then he, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he decided to kind of take a different route or continue with his acting career, just because I know that many of the casts in this show, Running Man kind of is their main focus, so I can see why, but he's very well known for that show specifically. Our female lead, oh my gosh, I loved her, genuinely loved her. She was so cool. Okay, her name is a little bit hard for me to pronounce, so I do apologize again in advance. Her name is Jeon Yoo-bin, I think is how you would say it in English. And she is a female lead. Her character name is Hong Ta-young. Other dramas that she's actually been in is, she's actually only been, besides Vincenzo, she's only done 3 dramas. But she's done quite a lot of movies, I can see here. But as for the dramas, they are pretty familiar, I'd say. Be Melodramatic, which I haven't seen, but I'm really curious now because I've heard many good things about it. Live? Oh my gosh. I'm literally forgetting English. And then, of course, Save Me. That was actually one of the few first dramas that I started watching. And coincidentally, the next person that I'm going to be talking about was also in this drama. He is the Evil Knievel. Just kidding. No, it's not. His name is his actor name, because I believe they have, like, their stage idol name, and then there's, like, the acting name. So in this case, his name is Ok Taekyung, or Ok Taekyung. And he is most notably known for his idol, I guess, live. He is in the band called 2PM. They are the second generation band, and I'm in love with them. Yes, he is more known for that, but some of the dramas that he's been in, he's been in a lot, actually. Of course, Save Me is one of them. His most well-known drama is Dream High. Oh, man. those days. Save Me, like the one that I just said before. And then one of the favorites that everybody knows him from, Bring It On, Ghost. By far one of my favorites. I've seen that drama like twice. It's amazing. Our next character would be the one person that I initially didn't want to do her, but I feel like right now she's kind of catching attention because of a shoot that she did with, I don't know what magazine it was, Korea Allure, I think. I can't remember, but she is completely different from the character that she played, and so a lot of fans are just freaking out over the fact that she looks even more amazing in this magazine cover shoot in comparison to the character that she played. So her name is Kim Yo Jin. Kim Yo Jin. She is the evilest lawyer ever. Her name in the drama is Choi Myung Hee. I'm so sorry. Now that I think about it, I forgot about Oh Taekyung's character name. His character name in the drama is Jang Jun Woo. I hope I pronounced that right. But Kim Yo Jin, the evil lawyer, the older lady, I've seen her in, pardon my language, a shit ton of dramas actually, and I mean a lot. But just a few that you may be familiar with would be Extracurricular, also on Netflix, and Itaewon Class, also on Netflix. Older dramas that if you've watched in the past, like I have, would be Cheer Up, Love in the Moonlight, and then My Strange Hero. So that's just naming a few. She's got a list. She's amazing. So I've seen her in many dramas, and this was definitely one that really stood out for me. Okay, guys, our last one. I swear to God, I think people are falling in love with him from like, oh. The thing is, I've known about this actor from the very first drama that I've seen him in, which was his. It looks like he's done more. Where is it? Where is it? Okay, so he's done quite a lot looking at the list of shows that he's done. But I started watching him from the drama called Love in the Moonlight. That one was from 2016, and he's done, pardon my language, shit ton of dramas, and I've seen all of those dramas. But a few that you may be familiar with would be ID Gangnam Beauty. The other one would be It's Okay Not to Be Okay. Even though it was a very short role, he was very recognized by this role because it was just phenomenal, the character that he portrayed. And I'm gonna do another episode for It's Okay Not to Be Okay, but that's just a few. Oh, and Five for My Way. So his name is, I forgot his name, Kwok Dong Young. He was the chairman, Jang Han-seo. He was that quirky, quirky chairman who is quote unquote stupid, but in reality, he is a smart soul who deserved more than what he was getting in his life, or I guess this character's life. Yeah. There you go. I want to do so many more, but it's just I can't. It's a long cast list, and but there you go. Yeah, that's what I have for you guys for the actors and actresses. Let's go for my personal perspective on everything about this drama. Character development. I had to think for a moment. Oh my gosh. Okay, so we see Vincenzo from the beginning just being this very, like, just almost sour person. And then he kind of develops this sort of, I don't want to say attraction, but sort of like not even attachment. Well, no, he becomes, he gets, he starts to have those feelings towards the middle of the drama, but it's almost like the ice in his heart starts to melt. after he is introduced to the lawyer, the female lead, Taeyong is the main character's first name, Taeyong. And her father, he kind of becomes very attached to him as well, and he starts to care about him. And his initial plan, and I'm going to spoil a little bit, his reason, obviously, as I said before in the description, he flees because there's war between like his family within the Italian mafia family. But his other purpose is that there's gold, and he's looking for that. And that was his main goal from day one, once he arrived to South Korea. But he learns to kind of care for these people when he had no intentions of doing that. And first of all, Vincenzo, he starts to grow as a person, and I really like that a lot. He was someone that I did not think that he would, become. He went from this ice mean mafia looking guy to this very dorky, quirky guy who, he may be a badass mafia guy, but he is actually a kind-hearted soul, and that's definitely something that I fell in love with. And again, character development, you see this guy who's very like just he kind of keeps his emotions to himself. He doesn't tell anybody about his emotions. I mean, he doesn't even express how he feels about his mother, So we see him kind of slowly change, and I really, really loved that. Most times, some of the dramas, we don't get to see that, or we just see that the person just stays who they are, and it kind of becomes annoying. So I really like that a lot. As for the female character, Hong Taeyong, I think she matures. I don't think she was immature at all, but she matures in her work and her mindset, because she was very, I want to say, a little bit greedy, sort of, not really, because she was working with the opposing side against her father, not realizing that her father was trying to do good. And after what had happened, like something traumatic happens, you kind of get to see her going into more, not going into, she kind of starts to really understand her dad's perspective. There we go. She starts to understand where he was coming from, and she starts to really see how dark and how bad the company she was working for. And as the story develops, you also kind of get to see all the wrong that was coming from this company, and she kind of starts to realize that, holy crap, like, what the hell was I doing there? And we see that maturity in her, and I feel like she matured in that aspect, but also she became badass. I mean, she was always badass, she was always cool, but she became even more badass after hanging out with Vincenzo and having him teach her the ways of a mafia consigliere, or how the mafia work and the mafia law, the mafia justice. And that was freaking impressive. And some of their moments was just so memorable, and I'm like, holy effing crap, I want to be her. But not really, because the mafia is kind of scary, so no thank you. Another character that I felt like we all can sure as hell love, he's our favorite chairman, Tong Ha So. He is our favorite Tong Sang. Tong Sang meaning little brother, because he's younger than me. But he's annoying. Let's be real. He's annoying from day one. But we get to see him sort of see the. I don't want to say see. He starts to understand that his older brother, I mean, he always knew he was evil as fuck. Sorry. Language, but we kind of get to see him grow and understand and see that his brother is doing so much more wrong than good. And the more that he sees what Vincenzo and the law firm that he is at with Hong Taeyong, like, he starts to see, like, yo, like, maybe I should go to them. They will protect me, you know, because he's always felt threatened by his older brother. And we get to see that, and we get to see that Vincenzo becomes the brother that he's always wanted. And oh my gosh, that, oh, I'm feeling emotional just thinking about it. There are some words where he's like, you're more of a brother. Well, I mean, he doesn't say this specifically, but he says, you're more to Vincenzo, you're more of a brother to me than my brother truly was. You know, you treat me the right way. Can I call you Hyung? Which is like older brother in a more sentimental level, in a more closer friendship type of thing. And you know, jokingly, Vincenzo's like, no, you can't call me Hyung. And like, eventually he gives in and he calls him Hyung, and his smile just, oh my goodness. And that's when you kind of know that he falls for Vincenzo, but not obviously in an in love way, but in a loving, brotherly way. And that moment after, you get to see like him being appreciated. You get to see kind of like, yo, like he's telling me to be smart, I'm gonna study. He's telling me to do this, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna be strong-minded, just like my Hyung, you know, Hyung, sorry, Hyung. And I just loved it. And then okay, I'm terrible. I look up a lot on Instagram, like not behind the scenes, but like sneak, well, yeah, sneak peeks, speaks, sneak peeks of the dramas. And I have to. I have to. I cannot not watch the sneak peeks. Will they get ruined for me? No. But I do know when to stop. Like, I promise I do know when to stop. Don't hate me for that. I promise. I do that. So, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Anyways, I saw something going on, and then I started seeing memes, and then I started seeing so many things, and I just knew something happened. And I just, when I finally got to see that scene, yo, guys, watchers, listeners, viewers, oh my gosh, my drama lovers, I wasn't just shedding a tear. I was literally pouring crying like a freaking, you know, the ugly cry. I was ugly crying. I had freaking tissue right next to me because I was crying that much. It was just so, oh my God. I felt so much out of it, maybe because like it's I don't want to say too much, but I don't have sort of a relationship like I wish to have, like how Jang Ha-seol wishes to have, and he finally got it. But at the end of the day, you know, it didn't last very long. And so I felt many emotions and sentiments to what he was feeling before what had happened. And I think that's why I just felt it even more, because I can relate to an aspect of the fact that I don't have a good relationship with my siblings. It's not bad, but it's just not a relationship that he seeks for. It's not a relationship that I seek for, you know? So I really was able to relate so much because of that. And I think that's why many, many watchers, many drama lovers fell in love with him, because he had this character development out of Vincenzo and out of Hong Chae-young. He definitely was someone that really, I think, spoke to us in many different levels. So that's the reason why I had to add him on there, because he was someone just that stood out, and he's standing out. Now he's getting other roles, and I hope that he gets a main role for once, because he's always a supporting role. Oh, I love him dearly. He's my little Dongsaeng. Like, I've seen him. He literally is my younger than me. Like, he's young. He's the same age as my brother, so he is my little Dongsaeng. Excuse me, ma. He is, oh, I love him dearly. He's a phenomenal actor, and he did a really good job. Another thing that I wanted to just briefly go and talk about is how K-dramas are notorious for how many social issues happened within big companies, and how much injustice there is in those companies. And a lot of the times, oh, you know, I applaud because they get to it, or oh, I applaud because, you know, they managed to get rid of that. Granted, it just happens a lot. I think with this one, it wasn't like one episode towards the next. Typically, that's what happens in many dramas. Or sometimes it takes longer, but I felt like with Vincenzo, it took from episode one to the last episode. And that was genuinely impressive. I was kind of really, really into it, considering how many of the times social justice issues or the injustices between companies and employers, obviously you just hate it and you see it in the dramas and you think, oh, you know, they fixed it and oh, it doesn't really happen. But in reality, it happens not just in South Korea, but it happens all over the world, I'd say. But again, it's just going back to dramas, it's really hard for me to get to them. So with this one, it really just kind of stood out there because I'm not like a CEO or I'm not somebody who has a title to her name. So I can kind of understand being just a middle class employer and wanting to fight for her own justice. But obviously, because I'm so quote unquote small in such a big company, I won't be heard. And so you see these things and you kind of relate to a certain level. And I don't know where I'm going with this, but I really liked it overall. You know, obviously, the way that this ended was not something that you're used to seeing because, you know, the lawyer Vincenzo, he comes from the mafia. He's a consigliere. He knows a lot on the dark side. So he handled it throughout the drama very well, I feel like. But at the end, it was very inhumane for him to do. And I don't think that what he did should have happened. But because of the things that they've both done, these two characters, I know it's very inhumane to say, but they deserve it. And that's all. Because even though, again, it's inhumane to do something where you kill somebody because they've done so much, you think it's good. That sounds so wrong. That sounds so bad. But during those scenes okay, I don't want to spoil too much, but these two characters were kind of going through a slow death rather than a hard-hitting bam. And the slow death was a very gruesome situation, bloody situation. Granted, Netflix, TVN, production company didn't really show that side, but that dog again, I'm sorry. But one moment here. But we still got to see glimpses of it. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. We got to see glimpses of what was going on, and that was enough for me to kind of be like cringe, and cringe not in a way where you're like, oh, that's so weird, gross. It's more of like, holy crap, like that's, I don't know how to take this. It's such a dark situation, dark scenario. So it was definitely hard hitting, and again, it's very inhumane, but overall, it was the dates of the characters. Did they deserve it? I think so, but it was definitely something that I did not anticipate. So, yeah. The romance, and I did kind of briefly tell you guys that there's like 10% out of the 100% of the drama. Remember when I say character development? That's what happens, you know. Vincenzo and Cha, oh my goodness, I'm Miss Hung Chayoung. They both are literally acquaintances. So no, actually, sort of enemies, then acquaintances, then friends, then very good friends, and then become lovers. I am usually and typically more of a lovers in a drama, like romance. I prefer the romance, but this one, it was so different, and I freaking loved it. Like, let me just spoil something. Kissing, only twice in the 20 episode drama, only twice. And let me tell you, the kissing was amazing. they grow together in a way, and they have this bond in a way, meaning by that that I just want. And there's just, they have these little moments that you just love so much. I think there was, what scene was it? They were sitting down, they had done something, and they were just like having a break, and it's hot in the room for them. And so she's kind of like, I believe she's waving her hands and looking into something, and then Vincenzo just casually grabs a fan, fans it over by moving towards her and fanning it on her face. And just like doing these sort of subtlety, not skinship, but like subtlety things that to me are very like couple-like, but not really. It's really hard to explain when I want to tell everything, but I can't. It was just so many subtle situations that were just brilliant, and I loved it, especially when there's the pig's blood. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. The pig's blood. That moment was just oof, just oof. And then when they go into the art gallery, and like, you know, she gets out the gun, and like he looks over and he gives her this smile, and she nods, and it's like badass couple. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That's all we need. And again, it's subtlety, but I find it so amazing, so romantic, that it's almost like I forgot that there was not even romance in there. With that kind of going to a different topic, but does relate to the romance, is the bittersweet ending. One moment again. Here's the thing. I don't know if people actually loved the ending. I personally, I don't know. The ending was real. There we go. I feel like it was real because they don't get their happy ending, but they get their happy ending. You know, the injustice between the company and the people that Hung Taeyong and Vincenzo were fighting for, they find some sort of like, they manage to win, I guess, quote unquote win. But they still have so much that they need to do. And obviously, you know, they're still doing so much, but for him, he had to go back to Italy. I swear to God, this dog needs to go to hell. Just kidding. He needed to go back, and we don't get that happy ending, but we do. It's really hard to explain, but was I satisfied? I'd say I was 80% satisfied with the ending. Not too bad. Maybe because there was a kissing scene and it was wonderful, or the fact that I kind of liked that he narrates the last bit. Oh my goodness. So Vincenzo narrates the last bit. Oh my gosh. And he kind of tells us that he's not gonna get that happy ending, and that's, I mean, well, he will sort of. It's really confusing again, but overall, I was 80%. 80%, I'd say. Should I spoil it? Do you guys want a spoiler? Let me know if you guys want me to do more of like short 2-minute spoilers. Spoilers, but yeah, I don't know if I should tell you guys, because the ending, I don't think it was bittersweet, because I've seen, I don't want to say worst, but I've seen more bittersweet endings in other dramas. Whereas Vincenzo, it wasn't too bad. It was kind of like, it makes us wonder, is there going to be a season two type of thing? So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, because again, it's not a bittersweet, but it kind of is, because again, the main lead and the family don't get their happy ending, but they get their happy ending kiss. So there's that. The last little bit that I have for you guys is my favorite characters. Now, I fell in love with everybody. every character, every cast member had an amazing job and they portrayed it so well. Like Chairman Tang Ha-sol, he did such a good job and I just loved him. I fell in love with him, the little Tang Zing. But okay, wrapping it up here, my two favorite characters by far, females, like I have to go for my girls, like they are badasses. Sorry, excuse me. Hong Cha Young. You just cannot go wrong with her. She is just what I wish to be. She's quirky. She's unafraid. She's fearless, which is unafraid. She's fearless, quirky, funny. She's confident. And everything about it is just to the T. Like this actress, she did such an amazing job. She would be my unni, Chon Hyobin. My unni, she did an amazing job at portraying this character. Maybe she is this person. Maybe she was able to do this character so well because she is this person. But her quirkiness, her badass moments, her intellectual moments just made it 10 times better. And I feel like any person that would want to have her as a role model, good job. Good freaking job. Because I agree 100%. Another female character that I really, really actually liked because it was unexpected for me. And that is her name. She is the piano teacher. The character is So Mira. The actress is Kim Hyun Hai. Kim Hyun Hai? She's actually a tingu, if you want to say tingu, or an onni. She's older than me by a few months. But I really liked her because she was awkward and quiet and a piano teacher. And then, spoiler for just a moment, you come to find out that she used to work for an IT company. An IT company that is run by the chairman's, Chairman Tang Ha-sol and Ok Tae-kyun's character Tang Joo-woo. You know, she used to work for that company, and you know, she was the only one that made it out alive, and she was smart enough to kind of, you know, change her identity, and that was so clever. And even though, you know, we find out who she truly is, she's still that quirky, funny character, and I just really liked it. I liked that she became this very feminine, frail woman who is a piano teacher, who's also really quirky, to this intellectual woman who is actually a super badass, and she became part of the Vincenzo Cassano family. And it was just, I swear, each character development, each character, especially from the Kumga Plaza, I'm so sorry, every person that lived in that building, you see that character development, and it was just brilliant, and I loved it, and oh my goodness. So, with that in mind, my rating, as I come to an end, my rating for this drama, a 9.8 out of 10. And it drops 2 points because the ending, I loved it, but I wish that I could have seen just one more thing, you know? How Vincenzo is living, you know, where he's living. Of course, his identity is kind of unknown because he wants to keep it unknown. And then two, even though it was funny, even though it was hilarious, there were some moments where I felt like it was a little too much. And I know that they wanted to make it lighthearted at times, but I think that some of those little moments, they were a little, cringy. And they could have gotten away with it. But I think they would not have been the characters if they wouldn't have done those cringy moments. But that's just me. That's not a very low score. Granted, I would have done a lower for other dramas. But Vincenzo definitely tops my dramas for 2021. Not saying something. So, I've said my stuff. I've said what I want to say. Now you guys tell me. Let me know in the let me know on Instagram. I was like, wait, where do I do it? It's not YouTube. Let me know on Instagram more than anything, your opinions on this drama. And then if you guys want to commentary and feedback on the whatever radio or podcast site you're listening, and let me know what you guys think, because I really, really want to know. I've asked a couple friends, but they haven't seen it. One of them probably won't watch it. So I would really love to get a perspective on somebody who has seen it or is gonna see it, because you may not like it, whereas I will like it. So it just depends. That's all. That is all for today. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for supporting me and being here. If you guys want to know more, if you guys want to see more, again, follow me on all the social media platforms that I will have listed on the description for this episode. And I will talk to you guys on the next one. Bye!